Welcome to Talk with your girl Anita Love, coming to you guys from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. It is officially January the 1st, 2022. And I want to thank everyone that have stuck with me through 2021, that have hit that listener support button, that have emailed in, that have sent your comments, that have prayed for me, that have just thought about me. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. For all the ones that kind of talked about my podcast, have very bitter, ugly, negative comments to say about my podcast, I thank you too. God bless you. I don't presume to be professional. I don't presume to know everything. This is just me being raw and real and honest, and it actually works for me. I like it. I enjoy it. And there are some people that actually enjoy listening to me and look forward to hearing from me. So I thank them for sticking with your girl and just giving me that ear and that support. It means a lot to me. 2021 was kind of up and down. I went through a lot of things, I haven't talked about. The ending of the year, I ended up having surgery on my mouth, which it was a process. And then my family and I end up contracting COVID-19, and that was a time itself. And I thank God for everything. I thank Him for the people that showed me who they were. That I thank Him for the support and for the people that actually cared about me and that showed that they cared about me. I thank you for showing me the people that really wasn't genuinely on my side. I appreciate it. For my family being healthy and happy, and I appreciate that too. But I expect so much better and so much more for 2022. Yes, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and there are plenty of people that are not taking it serious. There are plenty of people that think that they are immune to COVID-19. There are plenty of people that think that getting vaccinated is bullshit. There are plenty of people that feel like not getting vaccinated is important. So wearing masks, washing your hands. So there's a various of people that stands on certain side of these continuing journey of fighting or at least combating this COVID-19. So I ask everybody, just be smart about what you decide to do. And you don't necessarily have to get vaccinated, but at least wear your mask. At least try to social distance. Wash your hands. At least be mindful of the people that you're coming in contact with that may not be as strong as you are to fight this virus. That's all I'm saying. And stop promoting lies. Bogus ass theories that don't make any sense. If you're going to repeat something, if you're going to talk about something in your podcast, then please fact check it at least twice. If you can't get that same information from two valid, trustworthy sites, please don't report it. Please don't repeat it. Coming from the medical field, I am so offended at the things that I've heard pertaining to the lies that have been spewed about COVID-19. And it's just so offensive to the people that are still in the trenches, that are still fighting and helping to take care of these people's lives. And even the lies that people are saying that nurses and doctors are killing people just so the numbers can go up when it don't benefit them. I just think that you should be mindful of the things that you spread and the things that you repeat when you know in your heart of hearts 9 times out of 10 that they're not true or they don't make any sense at all. So just be mindful of that. Relationships, be honest, be truthful. Family, be honest, be truthful. Support each other, be understanding. And if you feel in your heart of hearts that your family is not good for you right now, you need to distance yourself, do it. You don't have to promote it. You don't have to post it all over social media. You don't have to attack other family members to say, hey, you know, you're toxic. If you genuinely feel that that family support is not there and it's unhealthy for you, distance yourself. Distance yourself. It's nothing wrong with getting you together. It's nothing wrong with clearing your head. It's nothing wrong with, excuse me, doing what you feel is necessary for you at all. 2022, I have plenty of things that I'm looking to see and receive and things that I'm looking to make happen for myself, including releasing myself from baggage, family and friends that I feel may not be completely healthy for me, that I feel may not be completely on my side or completely care about how I really feel or what really works for me. I struggle with anxiety and depression. And I've noticed through 2021 that a lot of my triggers have been my family and friends. And that's the truth. And when you are being very open and honest with people that you love and care about, and they don't tend to take heed to it or want to respect how you feel, at some point you have to make a decision on what's best for you. And sometimes making those decisions are not the easiest ones, but so very necessary. I always try to treat people the way I want to be treated. But the last few years, I've noticed that no matter how good I try to treat a person or what my idea of good is, it may not necessarily be what's good for them. And instead of a person communicating to me what they really need, they wait till I feel a certain way about something or uneasy about the way they're treating me. And then they attack me with what they feel I'm not giving them. And I don't know how to accept how they feel and ignore how I feel. I don't know how to do that. So that is a process for itself for me that I'm trying to understand and work through and figure out how to, maneuver through it and get better at it or work through it, however you want to word it. It's a challenge, you know, it's a challenge when you love a person and you care about the people that's in your life, but you may not necessarily feel that they feel the same way about you all the time. And when you're at your worst and they add to your worst, there's a problem there for me. I can't speak for everybody, but I am speaking for myself. That is a problem. So I hope that 2022 give you nothing but prosperous and happiness and peace and good health, more money, a clear mind. I just pray that everything is better this year for you than last year. And even if it's not ideal of what you see fit or what you want, don't give in. Keep fighting and keep pushing for better. Keep fighting for better. Happy New Year's. God bless. And please continue to tune into the podcast.